أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابني لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the condition of two women who were munafiqat, who showed that they believed and stayed with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, being the wives of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, but they were non-believers. And from there, Allah Ta'ala said that the non-believers should take a lesson from there, that see that if you are disbelievers, what will be the result? Which Allah said they were entered into the fire of Jahannam with all the others who are going to enter Jahannam. On the other hand, Allah has explained the condition of two righteous and pious women. And that for all Muslims generally, for the women folk particularly, to take a lesson from. That these women, what they had gone through, and yet how they remained firm on Islam. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. اور اللہ نے بتلائی ایک مثال ایمان والوں کے لئے عورت فرعون کی. And for the believing people, Allah has given the example of the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya. And when she had accepted Islam and Fir'aun came to know, then he gave her the various types of trouble and tortures. So much so that he had nailed her down by her hands and her legs. And he caused lot of other trouble or lot of other torture for her as well. And when she persevered and remained very, very strong. The more he tortured her, the more she remained strong on Iman. And when he had tortured her very severely, she made this dua to Allah Ta'ala, إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. جب بولی اے رب بنا میرے واسطے اپنے پاس ایک گھر بہشت میں. Oh Allah, make for me a house, a palace in Jannah. And when she was being tortured like this, and there are many other incidents also like this, when people went through so much difficulty, that is what we saw in this world. But Allah showed her palace in Jannah. And the joy she got from there, this torture meant nothing to her. What great, great enjoyment she saw by Allah Ta'ala, what Allah has kept for her, this terrible torture. And another lady who had brought Iman before her also in the household of Fir'aun. Fir'aun also tortured her like this and let loose snakes on her as well. But in spite of all that, they remained firm on the Iman. So this is that level of Iman that we have to work for, not just some small temptation of guna and we get involved in that. But these people, in view of these terrible tortures, and yet they remain firm on Iman, in there is a great lesson for all of us to take. And further she made dua, وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. اور بچا نکال مجھ کو فرعون سے اور اس کے کام سے اور بچا نکال مجھ کو ظالم لوگوں سے. And oh Allah, save me from Fir'aun and the tortures which he is inflicting upon me. And also save me from these wrongdoers, the people of Fir'aun, who are assisting him in all this wrong that he is doing on me. Allah accepted her dua, and then she passed away, and her ruh was taken in Jannat. And she was in Jannat all the time. She is enjoying her life in Jannat. There is a great lesson for us that our lives in this dunya are very short. And what if we have to go through some difficulty and hardship, we must be prepared to bear it. We should ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, for ease, comfort, smooth sailing. But if difficulties do come, we should be strong on our Iman in view of whatever oppression may be inflicted. The other example Allah Ta'ala gives is of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah explains about her, wa Maryam ibnat Imran, or Maryam beti Imran ki. And Maryam alayhi salam, the daughter of Imran, the father of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, allati ahsanat farjaha, jisne roke rakha apni shahwat ki jagah ko, who remained very, very pure in her whole life. It has become proverbial to be as pure as Maryam alayhi salam. She was extremely pure. She had nothing to do with any man, not even any wrong thought ever she had. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِن رُوحِنَا پھر ہم نے پھونگ دی اس میں ایک اپنے طرف سے جان. Then Allah Ta'ala ordered a ruh, a soul to enter her. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with this order, and without even touching her, he just blew the soul of Allah Ta'ala into her, and by that she conceived her child, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, without the means of a father, without any man touching her in any way whatsoever. And this is not at all difficult to understand. Allah made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without a mother or father. Allah made Hawa alayhi salam without a mother or father. So what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to let somebody be born without a father? It is all in the Qudrat. And from here we should also understand the greatness of Allah, how great Allah is. Normally we understand for a child to be born, there has to be a man and woman, husband and wife. But for Allah's Qudrat is above that. He created Adam alayhi salam without a mother also, without a father also. So Allah has this power. So Maryam, but when she had conceived, what the people put her through, what torments and accusations they made, but she remained very firm. وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا اور سَچَّا جَانَا اپنے رب کی باتوں کو. And she believed 100% in the truthfulness of Allah Ta'ala and the Qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. وَكُتُبِهِ اور اس کی کتابوں کو. And all the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala as well. وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ اور وہ تھی بندگی کرنے والوں میں. And she was amongst those who made a lot of ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So from these two women, we should take great, great lesson that in spite of all the odds and difficulties that were against them, how they remained firm on Iman, on the word of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us also tawfiq and build our Iman to that level and save us from such tests and trials from Allah Ta'ala. We are very, very weak, but we should ask for Allah Ta'ala afiyat. And if in any case some difficulty comes, any temptation of guna, etc., we should be able to be strong and withhold ourselves and remain firm on deen.